I will continue tonight with the theme that we said for Hanukkah on the concept of the idea of bitochin and achdus, two strong points that represented Hanukkah. First, we see there's an interesting medrash. I'd like to go through this medrash over here to understand what I brought last time regarding the Sara Mashkin and why the Rebbe Yisraelim had a malach untie the Nazi maid that he should remember. You remember Yosef. So there's a medrash in this week's parasha, Miketz, where the medrash says, Kevon Shiro Sara Mashkin, when the Sara Mashkin saw that Paro is very badly affected, detrimentally affected by the dream. So it's a nafshe mevakeshes lotzeis, that he was losing his mind, sort of. Could have died. Hoya mechashev, so the Sara Mashkin thought, he said, im yomus paroi, if Paro would die, there'll be a new king, and who knows if I'll be able to keep my job. Mami Dedi Ben Munosi himself to be his cupbearer for the wine. So comes out an interesting thing here, that even the Sara Mashkin was so evil that he didn't even go for the benefit of Paroi. He was out for his own benefit. And he felt that he might lose his job. If Paro is going to die, he said, oh, I better speak up over here and see what could be done with these dreams. Otherwise, I'll have problems. So, and that's why the Pasuk says, the Torah alludes to this. Because in the Torah, it says over here, Eschatoai animaski, as I mentioned last week. Not chatosi, the sin, what I did. But chato'ai means two sins over here. Omar Sara Mashkin, he says, Yesh biyodi achas, one sin, shlo asisi liyosef toivo, that I didn't do a chorus atoy for Yosef, that he says that I should remind you, I should come to you, and so forth. And also he says, I see that you're in such great pain and suffering and so forth, this kolayim, and I didn't say anything yet that I should have said it before. So now I want to tell you the story, what happened with me over there. Interesting. He doesn't mention the Aveira that he did to Paro with the wine. Of course, well, that was forgiven. He mentioned that. So two Aveiras here was against Yosef and against Paro. And even at this time, which he didn't tell Paro, was for his benefit, because he was afraid that Paro might die from the suffering over here, the Medrash says. So he says, and even then, he said, and he put him in a very bad light. You know, you say very negative, and he's a shaita and so forth. He just happens to know a dream in that sense. Well, the Lushan over here, the Medrash and so forth. And Paro, but Paro heard this right away, the Ishtach Paro, he called Yosef. He didn't accept what he said, that he's a fool and so forth. And the Shomi Tonunar, Ivri Evet, etc. He said, and he says, Arur Marashoyim, Shein Oisim Toiva Shleima. They don't do a Toiva when they're sincerely for the other person's benefit, for themselves. See, he meant those are Nar, is a Shaitan and so forth, Ivri, not an Evet. And he wanted to make sure that Paro shouldn't put him in a position. The Paro shouldn't give Yosef a reward. Maybe give him money, give him a gift, get him out of there and so forth, but don't let him be part of the government. Don't let him in. That's what he was alluding to in the Medrash, point over in the Medrash. And he was afraid that anybody come in, he might lose his job, so forth. He was all out for himself, that particular point. And we see over here a tremendous concept that it's part of an individual where the Bishop says, a person like that, I don't want the toivas, which means just like Bilam, the Medrash brings Bilam's brochus were like klolos, because really deep down, there was a different kavod over there, concentration that he had. And the pasuk says in the Mishle that we have over there, the emonim pitzei oeid. It's better the criticism of a person that loves you and to criticize you, in a sense, of course, it's constructive criticism. He wants you to do what's right, wants to train you properly. Than the kisses of an enemy. And the pasuk says, that's the pshat over here by the Saramashkin. Now that's what I meant with the medrash when I brought last time, that he made knots, so forth. And he wanted to keep in mind to remember Yosef. And he kept forgetting the very day that he came out. Because really, he didn't want to remember him. He only wanted to remember him that he might need later on that to make sure Yosef shouldn't get any place, shouldn't get in any position and so forth. Even if you'd have to bring him out, he shouldn't get into some sort of a hierarchy as far as the government's concerned. So therefore, the Moshe said, I don't want your remembering. We don't need. When it comes to trying to remember him in a positive way, I'll take care of it already. The shot over here that Bo Malach and actually opened up the knots and so forth. And that very same day, he has to have that. That's a sign that there was no sincerity in that particular individual. That's the pshat there. One in Pitzei Ohev, the constructive criticism of a loved one, of a friend, is worth much more than the kisses of an enemy, than the sort of outward manifestation of love and friendship on the part of an enemy. And that's the concept over here by the Saramashka. As far as connecting Chanukah, you see also from the dream itself, I wanted to say. These are a few original points I'm going to bring out now. I know some of them, you may like them, you're not connecting from the parsha to Chanukah that I thought of. One of them we see from the dream itself. Of course, there's a medrash here regarding the dream. There's an interesting medrash where the medrash says that, as Rashi brings part of it, that the Chartumim, they interpreted various interpretations, rational, logical, and Paro wouldn't accept it. Medrash says, "Vayishlach v'yikra, Rabbi Shua the Sichron, he said, b'shem Rabbi Levi, poison hoyo oisai." They interpreted for him. Eleshloi hoyo koylan nichnas v'oznov. It didn't penetrate. For example, one said that the seven good cows are seven daughters you're going to have. That's good. And then they said the seven bad cows will be the daughters are going to pass away and so forth. So you're going to bury them. That's the bad part. And then Sheva Shibolim and Toivos and so forth. Seven countries you're going to conquer, etc., etc. But later there's a sign that you're going to have trouble with seven other countries that are going to stand up against you and so forth. These are type of interpretation which were all in a form of rational logic in that sense. And Paro didn't want to accept any of that. And the enforcer would say, why Taka didn't want to accept all these things? I mean, what's the point over here is that their interpretation, the way of life and so forth, was by them the Indian of Teva, of natural, which means you know such thing as chutz l'derech ha-teva by them. They interpret how they see it, their reasoning, their logic, their rationale. And so forth. Therefore, to them, it seems that there's seven this and seven this, and this and this is good. You have daughters, and they die, etc., etc., and that's all. Yosef came along. He said, when it comes to dreams, he says, as I told you from the Gemara in Brachos, Ech Mishishim Shel Nevuah, 60th of prophecy, he says, Bilo die, not me. It's what the boy son wants and so forth, what's going to be. And I have to look at that in form of interpretation. Now, by the Baruch, it could be the senses that we see that we're the opposite, where the thing that is not normally supposed to happen could happen because the Baruch wants it to happen, it's going to happen. Like, for example, the Gemara says in Tanis, we're in the Daf Yomi now, that the affairs of Soiva and Rav and so forth are in the hands of the Baruch. If he wanted to be, it should be a plentiful year, it'll be a plentiful year. If it'll be a famine, it'll be a famine, and so forth. But it doesn't have to go in a sense, in a logical sequence, or b'derech hateva. That was the yisoid that he brought out the dream over here. And that's what Paro said, Ruach Elokim boy. Here was a different interpretation. He says, you're telling me a story of it. Seven died, seven didn't die. Let's walk away. I could believe that. I don't believe that. There's still only seven nations. What happened? I mean, that's a simple thing that I could think of also, he said. But what is the message over here? There's no message in this dream. What is it telling me? What is it really the bringing out? So the concept over here was that Yosef brought out this point, is that Elokim Yana Shloim Paroi, that the Moshe to make Rabbis Machshavot B'lev Ish, person has many thoughts about the Sas Hashem, he tzokum. But what the Moshe wants, that's what's going to happen. And that was the Yisoid of Chanukah as well. Yisoid of Chanukah was the same idea. Rabbim v'yabiyatim, Giborim v'yadchaloshim, Tvei v'yadtahoyrim, the opposites. But normally, the many conquer or vanquish the few, and so forth. The stronger are the ones that take over the weaker. And everything was just the opposite. Who the Nes of Chanukah? The Chutz L'Derech HaTeva, in a sense, where the thing that wouldn't take place normally took place. And sure, we have tzaddikim and so forth. And sure, we always have more power in that sense than tzaddikim in that sense. So we see the whole idea was that just the opposite at that point. And that's what Pari felt over here. He's telling me something over there. There's a message over here, this particular point. And that, I said, is also a connection to Chanukah. That the dream itself and so forth points to the type of nest with the concept of Chanukah. And that says, why? Because many times when a person has the, as I said, the achdus, the unity, and the bitochen and so forth, where they went with the sincerity, even though, as the Medrash brings, they weren't worthy at that time, even the Jewish people at that time were not on a high level. But still, the schus that they had, that there was this sincere action with bitochen and with biyad achas, as we said, biyad tohirim, there was a unity that was zeichah to a nes at that particular point, and that's what Pari saw. Also, the point that Yosef is novoin v'chocham. Interesting. Usually, it's chocham v'novoin. Chocham comes before tevuna. Chocham is usually the concept of book knowledge. Well, I know what I'm learning, what I'm saying. Bina is maven dover mitoch dover, one from another. First, I have to know in order to understand differences. And here we say proof of care. And so the achrayim of some asked the kasha taki. He said chocham v'novay, and he said dafki novay v'chocham. And Yosef said it, and then Pari said both novay v'chocham over here. There was an interesting thing over here that this is coming up. It's not in a natural sequence over here. We see that it's an opposite way where normally when it's shloike derech hateva. It's not in the natural sequence and so forth. And that's what derech nes at that particular point. And that when he saw the columns, he saw that Yosef is talking. This is talking a message here, and this could be a message from Hashemayim. And Pari accepted that particular point. And that's why they asked the question: Who gave Yosef permission to give advice? He told you the type of the dream. What are you telling him? Pick somebody, Novam V'chokom, that he should have. Where is you? You're looking for a job. The Torah says that's part of the dream. That Novam V'chokom. He says over here, the tendency is in a natural sequence. Again, if you have good fat years, people don't think. They eat, they gorge, they enjoy themselves. It comes at the end, oy vey. They're left with nothing, and then comes a hunger. He said, you need a novel of a chokham over here to ration when the good years are there, to make sure that the stuff should be left over, that he should have kibispah by kichoyel hayom, that everybody, all the lands had nothing. In fact, I don't want to take time from the Medrash. Medrash brings that they came to Parai, and they said, well, what are we going to eat? We have nothing to eat. He said, why did you leave over from the good years? Medrash. We ate... And so what do you have now? He said, what we have now got rotten. And we can't eat it now. This was Menashe Mayim brought down to Medrash Rings. That you have to go to Yosef. So we see from there that the natural tendency is that when the person is satiated, he's in joy and so forth, he doesn't think what's going to be the what Joseph said, 7 years, there's going to be a famine. That's going to, you're going to forget about all the good times. People don't, it's not in no way. As he said, Nova in the Chokh, to use the Mavinus in with Chokhmah. In that sense, to know how to approach that this is like a derech hatev over here, that it's not going to be in a natural sequence, natural way. So it was part of the interpretation of the dream that you have to have somebody that's going to be careful with this thing over here. And Pari said, if that's the case, you're talking to man. You're talking to man because you interpret this whole idea. He said, you're going to be in charge. This was the general, you see, if there's another medrash in that particular point. So we see from here, the concept of the union of the Neschanike is in the sense of Shloike Derech HaTeva, and that it against the form of nature. I asked Akasha, I saw an interesting question they asked, how come that Megillah has a Mesechta, Purim has a Mesechta, and the Chanukah is squeezed into Shabbos? In the second perek in the Memer Adlikin, you have Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel, the whole Chanukah there. Chanukah shouldn't get a Masechta too. How come it squeezed into Shabbos? So I started to think about it, but I saw from somebody, one of the asked the question. He wants to say, it says, I say Shabbat Chachoyel. I have to interpret what he's saying. It's like, it says, I say Shabbat Chachoyel. I think the Bekiva holds like that. That many times a person should make his Shabbos mundane. Like a weekday, if he can't afford and so forth, and out to Storik Lebrios, and not to go for stock or charity, make Shabbat what you have and your own. So he says, I say Shabbat Chachoyel is Meramez and Chaneki. He said, that's the Yisrael they put into Shabbos, because Chayel is Ches. It's Ches, 8 days of Chanukah, Lamed Vov Neiros. 40, it's the 36 candles. Chayil. I say Shabbat. I want to add on to that. He should have said, very good. But the Chayil is 44. All the candles with the Shabbos is 44. He could have said it that way. That's what I wanted to say. But what does he mean by that? What is he saying by that? So I was trying to understand what that's what he said. So it could be the site of Shabbos is an Oynik Shabbos. And there's a Sifri in Bamidbar, that claims that by Shabbos is a din of Simcha also. It's a din of Simcha by Shabbos. That's all machlokes, the big machlokes in Shoinim, to understand what the Sifri is saying over there. And I do Shoinim agree with it. So they go along. Watch Pshat. So I wanted to say that there's two types of Simcha could be. There's a Simcha of external Simcha. We have, we say by Yom Tov. That you have boss of a yayin, the simcha, the person feels good, and what you call an inner simcha, like for example, by Avraham Avinu. Best example, we went to the Akedah, there's a medrash that he was crying, and Levi Sameach. There were two different emotions at the same time. Because being a son to the Akedah automatically faints to cry. But deep down, he knew inside the end what the Baisham told him. You got to do is, he was Sameach that he was Mekayim what the Baisham told him to do. The kids, I'm not going to go into that now in detail. I once spoke about it. So, you see that the concept over here by Shabbos, you know, so where is, and if in fact you look at the davening, there is the side of Simcha and Shabbos. Even though by the Ashkenaz, they don't say it in Shachris, but they say it in Musaf. And the Sfar says it, they said it in Shachris too. Yismachu b'malchus koshayim re'Shabbos. What's that? So I said, the union of Simcha and Shabbos is a ruchni of Simcha. Yismachu b'malchus ko. The Malchus Shomayim, the Yisrael, that the Shabbos oishi b'ni v'mni, so the Shabbos created the world, and Ashkocha the world, and so forth. So there's an inner Simcha and Shabbos, which transmits itself into the Yisrael of Oynik Shabbos. That's why it's an Oynik. It's like simcha is more like an external, the meat and so. But the einig is like a sort of a simcha that comes in the heart. It's a certain happiness, certain pleasantness, and so that a person has. Yismuchu malchus koshem leShabbos koini einig, koini einig. So Mela, the concept over here by the union of Chanukah is also Ruchnius. Chanukah, the holy simcha of Chanukah, the halal of Chanukah, we don't have any suit over there. There's no eating on Chanukah and so forth. It was not a gzeira on the person like by Haman, et cetera, but it was an union of Ruchnius and so forth. So the whole concept of Chanukah is the same concept of Shabbos. The whole Yisrael of Chanukah, Yisrael of Shabbos. And that's what makes differences between one of the Neiros Chanukah, the Neiros Shabbos, nobody has the Neiros and so forth. So we see the whole Yisrael over here is that Chanukah is an Indian of also Simcha Beruchnias and so forth. So say, as I say, Shabbat Chochel is Ramazan Chanukah in the Yisrael of Shabbos. And therefore it has a big schus, not in the Masechta, but in the Masechta of Shabbos. In the big schus that is part of Shabbos, it's part of the Yisrael of Ois, Ibeini, and Yisrael. Just like Shabbos is an Ois, Chanukah is an Ois. It's an Ois that we show in Pirsu Menisa to the world that we have Bitochen in the Muna, in the Bais of that particular sense. That point I wanted to bring out. And with that, you go one step further. The Avnezer is Sakasha. Avnezer is Sakasha Halach. I saw this Avnezer. I haven't got here many years ago. Avnezer Sakashi says there's a halacha by Chanukah, for example, that if a person doesn't have any money for candles, doesn't have any money for what do you call it to light the candles, he's even mechuyev to sell something, clothing and so forth, in order to buy candles in order to light Chanukah. So he asked the kasha. He says, why should you have to do that? He's an oinis. He says, choshev lasu mitzvah, v'nenas v'yosu. He wants to do the mitzvah. He wants to bench Chanukah left. But he hasn't got the money. He can't do it. He's an oinis. What could he do? So if an anis v'yosu is kilo mala, what's a kilo osa? So it's if you did the mitzvah. So what's the law over here? He says, well, why do you, there's a dafke mitzvah Chanukah that you have to sell. Why dafke Chanukah? Why that mitzvah? We don't find that in any place. But mitzvah, if you can't do the mitzvah, there's an oinus. If you can't perform, then it's choshev kilo asa. If you sincerely wanted to do the mitzvah. So he says the mitzvah, the pshat, if there's a mitzvah like esrog and luluv. So we say that you want to do a choshev lasas mitzvah, and the last minute he couldn't do the mitzvah, an accident happened and so forth, it's kilo asa. As if he did the maisa, mitzvah was done. But over here, he says the Maisa Mitzvah is not the whole mitzvah. The mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa. So they should see the mitzvah. It should be the fast in the nest. There's those coming as Yoitzadah with the Machshava. That the Machshava can't do, he says. That's Avni Nezah. He said, that the Machshava can't do? Machshava can't say that. Because Machshava can only say the act that I did is like an act. But what the act pro, what you call pro chusas, it's like the Beis HaLevi, he says by Rebichas Kahanim. Also the same idea. He tells a shayla, what happens if one kohen can't speak well and he wants to, that the other kohen should be moitzi him and he'll listen and have in mind to be yoitzi b'chas kahanim. Could he be yoitzi b'chas kahanim? So the Beis HaLevi says no. Because b'chas kahanim is not only a din that if it would be a halacha that I just have to make a bracha so I can be yoitzi with him. Shemei ha-ko'ina. But the mitzvah here is that the Jew has to hear it. That it's for them. They have to listen over there. Kali Yisrael, Ani Avorachem. So therefore, he said that you can't be yotze. He said with the machshava that you can't be yotze. That I'm listening to what the other kohen says. The same concept over here too. There was just one question that bothered me in the Avnei Nezer, which I tried to answer because there's also a halacha by Arba Kaisis. If you haven't got money for Arba Kaisis, you sell clothes for Arba Kaisis. So how do we answer that particular question over there? Why by Arba Kaisis do you do that? Over there, the mitzvah drinking Arba Kaisis, so he hasn't got the money to make the wine. So we say it's oynes, so it's as if he was mekayim the mitzvah. So why would he have to sell over there in order to get money to make wine, to get wine? So I wanted to say, could be that you could say his svar over here also by Arba Kaisis. Why? Because the whole yisrael of Arba Kaisis, he can't just drink the Arba Kaisis and be yoitzer. No. Can't just drink it like that. They do quite that, but he can't be yoitzer. That the Arba Kaisis have to be with a seder. according to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Seder that you have to do on Pesach. That's why you have to do the Arba Kaisis. And what's the Yisoid of the Seder? The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Arba Kaisis is part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In each different place where you make a Kaisis, a Kaisis of Yayin. So therefore, what's the reason? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Yigaret Olabincha, to the child, to the other person. There's another person involved over here. Aha, same thing. So that's why you can't be Yotze with the Machshava alone of the Abba Kaisis, because it's part of the Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what you got to tell the Vincha, like he says, by the Chanukah, other people should see the light of the Nair. So therefore, the Abba Kaisis also, you have to sell clothing and so forth in order to have money to make the Abba Kaisis. That's the concept you see over here. Many other places that we find over here that connection as far as the Hanukkah, the cage to Hanukkah. One place is brought down that the Achronim bring, where Yosef said they're going to eat by him, that they're going to eat by him, he said. And when they came back, so he said, Utvoach Tevach V'Hochein. Tevach V'Hochein. Take the Ches from Tevach and the word V'Hochein together makes the word Chanukah. There's merumas in the word Teshech, to prepare something special for Chanukah. Tevach, Tevach V'Hochein. That's what they want to say over here. One of the Achronim wants to bring shot that's also Remez for Chanukah. And also, it was also a lesson to Yosef that's brought down, because he had accused them that he ate Eivim and Achai. But they ate after the Shechita. And after Shechting, you're allowed. A Jew is allowed. A Goy has to wait till the animal dies, but not the Jew. So over here, interesting, Rashi brings the Medrash. That the Mitzvim ate separately, Yosef ate separately, and the brothers ate in a separate table. Much shot. Mitzvim didn't want to eat. The Mitzvim would not eat with the, what do you call it, with the Jews, and Yosef didn't want to eat with them, but they didn't know why. So why couldn't Yosef eat with the brothers? So because they didn't trust, they made a shechita. And Yosef said, Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochein. And he had to make a shechita for them, which he had accused them that they eat Eiv Menachai. But they said, we don't eat only with shechita. They ate the shechita alone. It's a bit of remez to Yosef that it's brought down in the Medrash. The remez to Yosef over here that you see that they were Mekayim shechita. He had a shecht for them. And so what you said for them was Lashon Hara, that they ate Eiv Menachai. No. After you shecht an animal kosher, you're allowed to take meat from that and eat it, even though it might be wiggling yet, the animal and so forth. But once it's geshecht and kosher, then you're allowed. So that was the point over here. But I want to come up with another one where it says, by Yosef, this one will be controversial probably. When Yosef said to that, when he saw Binyamin, and he said, is this the younger brother over here? His younger brother. And they came down to Mitzrayim, and they brought back Yechinuhu. They came by him, and he said, "Is this the brother?" He said, "Alekim yachnecha bni." That's what Yeshu said. "Alekim yachnecha bni." And because Binyamin was the only child that was not there when Esav came. When Esav came, if you recall, Pasuk Yishlach, he asked Yaakov, what's this whole family here? So Yaakov said, Ashechanani Elokim. I mean, chayim b'enei Hashem, that I was zoicha to these children. Hanani Elokim. Yomi wasn't born at that time. He didn't get that brocha asher Hanani. So Yosef Erdar, this particular time, Elokim yochnecha b'ni. In the Loshon chayim. That was brought down in the Midrash and so forth. And the Kim Yochakob Bani, they gave him that particular chain and so forth at that point. So she said, Kim Yochakob Bani. So I said, it's interesting to find chain. Chain in the eyes of a person and so forth is even though the person is not deserving and not worthy. Is also an element of chayin. It says, it's brought down by Noach. Noach motzei chayin v'enei Hashem. As Ben Ezra says over there, that really the Medrash brings, he should have been put to death also. He was not really zoicha 100%, as we discussed that Noach and so forth, but motzei chayin, an element of chayin, that you find grace in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. For some reason, this person was given a dispensation, so to speak, to get away. And that's a concept of chayin. But if you find chayin at all times, he said, whether you're deserving or not, yochnecha b'ni. So I said, it's interesting, the word yochnecha is ches nun chof. Ches nun chof is 78. And the yud is 88. When the mini gematria, in gematria, there's a rule in gematria that if you're missing one, you could add on one as the word, which means the word yachnecha could be counted also. So it makes 88, and the word yachnecha makes 89. 89 equals the word chanukah. Ches, nun, vav, chof, hey, is 89. Yachnecha, the letters I said with the ice, is the word chanukah. Which means just as Yosef said, you should find chayim in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Jewish people at that time found chayim in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shlomo by Chanukah, even though they didn't deserve it in that particular sense. But because of the achdus and the bitocha that they had, kish echad, and they sincerely went to show at that particular time, they were zoicha, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo should make a nest for them at that particular point. Even though if they would have been api alocha, api dinim and so forth, they might not have deserved to be saved in that particular sense. But because of that, it's a form of chayin. And when there's an eating of chayin, nisim happen also. Just like by the marble. What's a chayin v'yenei Hashem? It's a nes. You're saved from the marble. If you found chayin v'yenei Hashem, we should not have been saved and so forth. That's mamash nisim. The whole world was destroyed. Over there too, the concept over there was and so forth. You should have been destroyed, or normally it never should have happened, and so forth. But because of the chayin at that particular moment, that the Baruch Hashem found chayin in the Matisho and so forth, what they did at that particular moment, they took their life in their hands, the Shem Shemayim for Chayda, Shabbos, Mila, and Torah, and so forth. So made such a miracle and nest that Chanukah, even though. And they didn't deserve such a thing, but it happened for them also. Yachnecha, the concept of chay. That's an original one of what it's worth. That particular concept over here between Chanukah and the parsha that we have over here, this particular point. There's also, I want to bring out, this is just partially mine, where there's a, it's brought down, that Mnei Yisoscha, or which one of the Kvainim, Mnei Yisoscha, that brings from the Kriya, Chanukah, is also a remes on Chanukah. When we read the Nesiyim, and so forth, Yili Chanukah Samez Beyach, was good Chanukah. He said there's also a remes over there we have to learn for Chanukah too, that's hidden in the words. And he says in this particular pasuk, Kaf Achas Asora Zohav Meleya Ketores. So, right? He says Kaf. What does Kaf mean? Kaf is Chof Hey. Chof pei means pei is pochos chof, less than 20, which means you can't put a menorah higher than 20 amos from the floor. Higher than 20 amos, the most has a Shabbos over there. You're not yoytzei the mitzvah and so forth. That's the word kaf. Achas, he says achas is aleph ches, means 1 to 8. Tadlik, achas, aleph ches tof. Aleph to ches tadlik, which means like Beis Hillel, 1 to 8, light. Then he says, asora, asora stands for, you could light candles, ad shetichle regel hashuk, until people are asleep. When there's no people walking anymore, you can't, it's too late, you can't light the candles at night already. That's asora, zohav. Zohav, he says, zmanoi, the time, bein hashmoshes. It begins by bein hashmoshes. You see? See what he got? And then by the last word that he wants to bring over here by Ketores, that's where I differ a little bit. He wants to say that the that Ketores stands for the original din by Hanukkah was that you light the Hanukkah candles by the outside, as we said last time, like a tefach from the door, near the doorway, a tefach. So he says the word Ketores stands for tadlik korov, light near rochok tefach. The word Ketores kuftas reis tof rochok tefach. But it should be further away, one tefach away from the wall. He said that's also Ketores kuftas reis tof. It's a little bit twisting the right. I want to say could be that maybe the word Ketores could signify the other meaning of Hanukkah. That what we brought about in Shmoneh Esrei and Alon Nisan, what the whole message of Hanukkah is, that Gibor Miyad Chaloshim, and Miyad Peim Tohoyim Shom Tadigim Tenevez and Tzeko, that four of them are merumas over here. First of all, Ketores is a kuf. I wanted to say the kuf represents the concept of reshoyim v'atzadikim. Tzadikim are the kedoshim. So the kuf is the word for kedoshim, reshoyim v'atzadikim. The tes is tamei v'atahorim. Tes stands for the tahorim. The resh stands for, I said, there's an interesting interpretation where it says, yiborim v'yad chaloshim. The strong in the hands of the weak. The word cholosh, koloshim, also has another word in Hebrew, refoim, like hen v'ra v'rafya b'yodoy. It's weak. Refoim, refo. There's a word in Hebrew like that. So that race stands for also the weak. Instead of choloshim, refoim. But it stands for that particular point. And the tof stands for Torah. That was saying, Zedavat oiske sorosako. So the word Ketores could stand for the what you call the theme of Hanukkah, in a sense, the miracle, the Nes of Hanukkah, and these four things in the word of Ketores, the four letters that resort to these four. And if you make Ketores, if you make the Ketores with a vav, a mole, it's the Chumash is without a vav, but sometimes you find Ketores with a vav. So vav means adding on, the rabbis. That's the Rabban the Adma Atin. That's the Vav is Moses, that Rabban, the fifth one. But in the way to Torah, you find those particular four. That's what I wanted to say, the Remez in the way to Torah. But the rest of it is all his, what he says from Kafachas or Azov, the Torah, in that sense. This is the concept you see over here, the Remez for the union of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah from the Parsha itself. Now, the other thoughts I want to say as far as that, and now it's already tonight. One more point over here is that we find I have written down the mitzvah, you find. even by Paro. Paro is afraid of Yosef also. This might not be, it's like it's more populistic in the sense of Loshen Sachus, it's called, where you can interpret Torah in different ways, even though the person that you're talking about would never dream of such an idea. It's called Loshen Sachus. For example, the Chidor says that by a melech, the king of a king, has three things that he has to be careful with. The concept of kesef, of the not too much money and so forth, and the isha, the notion, and also susan, horses. Chidor says, it makes the word kisei. Kisei. The chof is kisei, the chof is what you call kesef. The samach is susan, and the aleph is isha, kisei. Our kisei mamlachtoi, that the yarech yomim, our kisei. If he's mekayim that, will be marech yomim mamlachtoi. So I wanted to say that maybe Paro knew Torah because Yosef taught him, and the Medrash brings Yosef taught him the Shekhedish and so forth, and different things that Paro knew from Yosef. So he might have known what the Jewish king is or what a king has to have. So, but it's interesting that Paro says to Yosef that nobody could start off with you, he says. Nobody starts off with you. Raki says, Hakisei egdal vimeko. Only the kisei I'm going to make it harder than you. What is the kisei? So I said, don't think that melech you won't become. My job you're not going to get. Raka kisei. Akisei is Kesa, Sus, and Isha. That you think that the Malchus of the Melech has Kisa, you're not going to reach that Madrega, you're not going to reach that level of Kisei, in the sense that you should have the Kisei of Malchus and so forth, what you call the throne of kingship, and you should have Kisei Malchus in that particular sense of the word Kisei. That's alluding to that particular point based on the Chidor over there, in that particular sense. But I like to end with an original thought that I said, I like to say it every year, even though I know maybe some of you might remember and know it, I'm not sure. But they asked the question, why do you say Zois Chanukah? Why is it called Zois Chanukah? So one says, because in the Kriya there's the word Zois and so forth, Zois Chanukah Samizbeach and so forth. Others want to say Zois Chanukah because on the eighth day, we have all eight candles, and therefore we see openly like Bishilil, 1 to 8, which I want to bring out now. Achaikesh Beshamay and Bishilil. Beshamay says you start with 8, and the last day you end up with 1. Why? Because you go according to the what you call the offerings of Sukkis. Just like on Sukkis, you start off with 13 Purim. On the first day, Sukkot, you go down to 7, and then 1, Shmini Atzeres for the Jewish people. You go down each day. It's what you call, it's Yoreid. Go down. It's all to show, he says, that when you, Mishamai hold the Yisoid, I said, of Sur Meira. The further you go from Ra, from evil, then you get to Toiv. So first we got to get Sumei Ra. You go down to the last one, you have one, Echad. Hashem Echad, that's it. Beisilu holds, no. Beisilu holds Malam B'Kodesh. Malam B'Kodesh. You go up 1 to 8. But Beisilu takes the attitude of Ba'asei Toiv, to do good. Because it's a big machlokes, in fact. He's doing tshuva. But he does tshuva. So interestingly, Gemara says, he said that he betroths a woman on the condition that he's a tzaddik. And they found out he wasn't a tzaddik. So still the Rambam Paskins and the Gemara, that you still need to get is Kiddushin. Why? Because could be that a time of Kiddushin, call a Levi, hear of a Levi, to be tshuva. He had in mind in his heart to do tshuva. So he's not a Rosh anymore. He was an Insadik. So we see that the 1, 2, 3, the person could be turned around in that sense. Even though it doesn't take away the Averis, he still has baggage. He still has to get away and do tshuva for all those Averis that he had so forth and correct himself. But from this moment on, what he does, it's a form of tzaddik already. He's on a new path. He's bringing along baggage, but he's on a new path, which means you can work both at the same time. That's what the Hillel says. You can't wait till I get rid of the ra and don't start doing good until I get all the evil out. Beshamai could do that in his madrega, but the Hillel says, no, that's not the way. You got to start good. I say toy, and then you go malin the kodesh, and you rise step by step as you go up a little bit, and you knock out the others, you up and up until you get to the height and so forth. That's the concept between Bishamay and Beis Hillel over here. Now, we accept the viewpoint of Beis Hillel that we do tshuva, even though Dovda Melech says, on the one hand, Chotosi Negdi Summit, my iniquities are always in front of my eyes. Chotosi Negdi Summit. But at the same time, the Dovid, Hashem Hashem, Kichosadoni. I'm a chosad also. I'm davening, I'm playing. So it goes hand in hand. Not that I first have to get rid of this and then do that. Not two separate entities over here. That's the Yisrael of Beis Hillel. And that's how we paskin 1 to 8. We go up. We go Malah B'Kodesh. And at the same time, we do away with the evil as we try our best to do. And we see that from the Gemara talking. That a person could become the tzaddik right away, even though he has baggage. And so forth. But B'Shamay holds different. And that's the B'Shamay Beis Hillel, the Machloikis. And with that, we see on the 8th day, we have the 8 candles. We reach the height of Beis Hillel Malim B'Kodesh. He came to the highest level of Kedusha, as the commentaries bring in Kabbalah and so forth, in the Zohar, that 7 is natural. 7 days, creation of the world, is natural. 8 is considered above nature already. It's above nature. It's above natural. It's 8. It's more than, it's over the 7. That's the concept of here. Ches Neiros Kibis Hillel. That it is the Ness. That it's above nature. It's above the Teva. And that the person reaches that height over there. So therefore we say Zois Chanukah. That's the Chanukah, the 8. Like Beis Hillel. That's what they based on explaining how the Mefoshim would Leim Pshat Zois Chanukah. I wanted to say Zois Chanukah in one little different way. And this is, if you find it any place, I never found it any place. If anybody says it, I'd appreciate you telling me so I'll know if somebody says it or not. That the point over here is the Kabbalah, they bring, Chassam Sofer, for example, says that you can't trust the Nesrik Seicha until he does tshuva, until Chanukah. The tshuva, which means the Kabbalah and Zohar, they all bring that even though Shana Rabbah, you have the kittel and so forth, but still a person could change a gzeira. Zohar says it. And the Kabbalah, brought down in Medrash that you could change the gzeira until Chanukah, after Chanukah. Till Chanukah, you have a chance to change the gzeira. You can do tshuva, even though Chas V'Shalom there's a gzeira on a person, something bad, but if he gets a hold of himself, even the last day, Chanukah push it, and does the tshuva shleima with sincerity, he could save himself that particular year, even though he should have been punished and so forth that year also. So it's like an Indian portion of Yom Kippur, of Hashanah Rab. So I said, that's Pshat Zois. Zois, I said, we say on the Shoni Yom Kippur, that the son of Taikev, we say tshuva, tshila, tzedaka. Tshuva, tshila, tzedaka. Tshuva, on top of it over there, tzim. What's tshuva? You fast. And tshila is what? Is the mamayin. Tzim, mamayin, tzedaka. And you have over here, tshuva, tshila, tzedaka, tshila. You say that the person has kail. Tzim, kail, mamayin. Each one of them adds up to 136. Kael Kuf Lamed Vav, 136. Mamay Mem Mem Vav Nun, 136. 3 times 136 is how much? You times 236 is 408. Zeus. The concept of Zeus. Zeus. Zeus is 408. Zion, Aleph, Tov. So when it comes to Hanukkah, we say the last day of Hanukkah, Zeus Hanukkah. This is your last chance. This is Zeus Hanukkah. The time, the moment, you got a chance at this last moment yet to redeem yourself, to be battle Zera, to have a Shona Toiva. So I'm wishing everybody now a Ksiva Toiva, you know. Zeus Hanukkah. First, you can do tshuva and Zeus Hanukkah in the sense to be masakin all these areas. I said, that's why it's called Zeus Hanukkah, because they have that chance until the end of Hanukkah to be masakin and to change even a Xera Roa that could be brought out for that particular year. Any questions? That's a good one. Shkoyach, you too.
Shkoyach.